Yes, that's true. We were actually focused on the committee had asked us to take a look at how the Veterans Administration is using what they call enhanced use leases to manage its real property portfolio. That was the primary subject of the committee's request to us for the hearing.
Tell me what an enhanced use lease is.
Well, basically, an enhanced use lease is a method by which the Veterans Administration or other federal property holders are able to lease out property to public and private entities in order to derive income from them or consideration in kind.
Okay.
That could include it could include areas such as they get some construction or some facilities maintenance and those sorts of things, in addition to or in place of rent.
Using this enhanced use lease helped the Veterans Affairs then manage their whole portfolio, keep track of everything?
Well, it's not so much that as it is. Really, it's a way for them to help reduce the amount of underutilized and vacant space and derive some benefit from it, but still retain the property. And there are some advantages that the Veterans Administration sees to using leases versus disposing of property.
What are some of those advantages?
Well, the advantages are that with the using the enhanced use leasing, they're able to derive income or in-kind consideration, retain the property, and yet also there's more flexibility in what they can do with the proceeds. If they sell the property using other authorities that have been given to them by different congressional legislature, there are certain restrictions on the property, on the money they get from the property. For example, they have to make sure before they sell it that it's not for use of the homeless under the McKinney Act, and then Congress has to reappropriate the money. So from the Veterans Administration perspective, there's some uncertainty, really, as to what will happen with the proceeds from the sale of a property, whereby with an enhanced use lease or leasing the property under this method, they're really much more sure that they're going to be able to retain the income and use it for various purposes, including direct medical services. So I think from their perspective, they view it gives them more flexibility and more certainty in terms of the income from the property.
Is that what you found when you looked into it?
Well, again, we found that, from the agency's perspective, we focused on basically how they're managing the property, and this is essentially their view that they from their management perspective, they feel there are advantages to using the lease versus selling the property under other authorities, and they view it as really advantageous for the agency in terms of helping to manage its property portfolio, especially when it comes to underutilized or vacant space.
Can you give me a for instance of a piece of property, how they use this?
Well, yes. They have, for example, up at Fort Howard in Maryland, which is southeast of Baltimore, kind of on the bay. But what's happened there is they're using that that authority to develop a retirement community. They entered into an EUL that includes, I think, almost 300,000 square feet of vacant space, so it's a pretty large amount of space, vacant space, at Fort Howard, and they're going to be providing a priority placement for veterans at this property. So there we saw some direct service to veterans. But there are instances where the relationship is less clear. We had one example where we visited a site up in Hillsborough, New Jersey, where VA has leased some property to a company that's subleasing the property to a variety of commercial interests, needing warehouse or light manufacturing space, as well as to the county government. And there the relationship in terms of how it can provide services to veterans appeared to be less clear.
When you say appear to be less clear, what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is that it's more difficult to find the direct relationship between the lease and any direct services to veterans.
In the broader picture, does this look like a technique that other large agencies that may have a lot of real property on their hands, can they use this? Is this a best practices opportunity?
It depends on the agency and it depends on the amount of property. There are certain other agencies that already have this authority. I think in our actually the Veterans Administration was only one agency of 10 that we looked at in the report that we did that was issued last February, and quite a number of the agencies have the authority to enter into ULs and retain leasing proceeds. I think all except of the 10 we looked at, all except the Interior Department, the Department of Justice, and some parts of the United States Department of Agriculture. But there are other problems that go into it. For example, like if you take the Department of Defense, they have a large amount of underutilized or vacant space. But the problem for them is in leasing is that much of it is in closed military areas that are not they're not able to lease to the public or to other sorts of private sector firms because of security restrictions, and sometimes environmental issues come into play as well with the department, so Department of Defense. So there are, I think you'd have to look at it on a case-by-case basis for the agencies. Some are already using this authority and some have not, but each what's interesting about it is that every agency is governed by different legislation, so it's really a potpourri of authorities and uses all across the board of the 10 largest federal property holders that we looked at. So it's very hard to generalize. It's, you know, it's kind of like what you say about state government. When you know one state, you know one state.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's the same. It's the same situation for the agencies. Each agency, there are different twists and turns to the whole property management issue. But I think there are some agencies that have found enhanced use leasing to be advantageous to their property management portfolio, and others who have found it less useful.
And is this the sort of information that you provided to lawmakers during that testimony?
Well, our testimony on Wednesday focused just on the Veterans Administration because that was the committee's request. We mm-hmm. were testifying before Senator Dan Akaka's Veterans Affairs Committee, and they were only looking, their interest was strictly in the Veterans Affairs Committee. Our report was more general, and you know, in that case, dealt with the 10 different agencies for our requesters. So in the case of our testimony, we really just focused on the one agency because that was what the committee asked us to do.
And were they satisfied with what they heard?
Well, according to the chairman, he seemed to receive our testimony well and appreciated the answers to the few questions that he asked us, and said that he hoped this would you know, lead to additional assistance for veterans, which is, of course, the committee's main interest.